Well, hello there, everyone, and good morning. Tanisha Biz with True Beauty Live. Guys, I am so excited today because we have a show for you, okay? Listen, on the line at True Beauty, we have Miss Teresa Thomas, Miss Vishon Mosby, and we also have Miss Christina Dunbar, okay? I am so excited today. We're going to be talking about Thanksgiving beauty tips. If you have any questions about beauty tips and Thanksgiving and trend and all of this great stuff, definitely jump on our Facebook page at True Beauty with Tanisha Biz. We will answer your question. Also, if you send us an inbox, if you send us a message, definitely make sure you put your name in there so we'll know who you are so we can also answer your questions. You know, we'll have a live Q&A session, and we'll be able to answer your questions. So at this moment, I'm introducing you to Ms. Teresa. She's a licensed realtor. She studied at the Michigan State University and Lawrence Tech. Also, Ms. Vishon Mosby, she is the best-selling author of Behind Her Eyes. You can purchase her book through her website at VishonNicole.com and also on Barnes & Noble. And, guys, let us welcome Miss Christina Dunbar to the True Beauty family today. She is a cosmetologist, business major, beauty guru, educator, and also a beauty coach. You name it. She's been in the industry over 35 years. We want to say welcome, Miss Christina, to our True Beauty family this morning. So I'm gonna hand the mic over. Okay, I'm gonna hand the mic over to Miss Teresa.
Gotcha.
So,
thank you,
Miss Teresa.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I am very excited to be in great company with beauties on the line. And before we get started, I want to remind everyone that if you have questions, we can submit right straight on the website on True Beauty Tips with Tanisha on Facebook. And you can submit your questions there, and we'll be able to answer them for you. But it's so good to be here with everyone. I know everybody's in preparation for this holiday, and that's our first beauty tip today. We're talking about cooking good and looking good while you're
yes.
in the kitchen this holiday season. And my first tip is just preparation. We always seem to, you know, we have the food laid out. We start cooking the day before, but usually true cooks in the kitchen, we throw on something, you know, a T-shirt and some sweatpants and pull our hair for the ponytail and go at it. And we're normally cooking and preparing up until the time of our guests. So my first tip of the day is to prepare. Like, before you start cooking, before you start doing things, one, do your face. That's a big tip. Because normally I'll wait and I'll say, okay, I'll throw on my makeup before my company arrives. And it's like usually you end up putting on a lip and a liner, and that's it. But preparing for the day, I would certainly say do your face when you get up and also put on a cute outfit. So, ladies, like, let me hear.
And
I know
brush your teeth.
Start out with hygiene.
Please do brush some teeth.
But while you're in the bathroom, I would say put on a face. Christina, and I know you're the beauty queen and guru, what would you recommend as just a basic layer of something you can put on, maybe an eye and a lip, that you can enhance later, like after when you're prepare dinner and you're ready for your company, what can we start out with as like a foundation of color that, you know, is cute for when people are taking pictures and your guests are arriving?
Well, I mean, you brought up a good point about getting prepared early. And as far as the foundation, great point. I always suggest if you can't do anything else, put on your foundation.
That's right.
Put on the primer, get your foundation on so it can get set. So if you are running behind or you need to hurry up and do some quick makeup applications, it's already prepared. And that's what a lot
exactly.
of us don't do because, like you said, you got to be ready for the pictures. And I love cooking and being cute at the same time.
I know
right.
that's right.
As you're cooking, guests are coming in and you're still looking bad. You never want to be caught off guard. And I'm always saying you got to be ready at all times. But
I know that.
That is such
foundation.
A great tip.
And yes,
so
it is.
A question regarding primer. I just started wearing primer for, like, my eye color palette. But
okay.
do you have a recommendation for a primer for your face that you can set your foundation with?
Well, I do have a great primer. As a matter of fact, I just got to doing a wedding, and usually what I prime the face, I don't know, can we say names? Brand
name? Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Well, I'm not going to really say a brand name, but what I usually do is I prime the face with some hemorrhoid cream.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Foundation?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Huh?
Everybody catch that?
Hemorrhoid cream? Wow.
Yeah. You said what now?
Uh-huh, yeah.
You
check that out.
What kind of cream are you laughing? Wait, say it one more time.
Uh-huh, another trick of the trick. Yes, hemorrhoid cream. No brand name. Just take a little bit of hemorrhoid cream because, you know, usually the cooks in the kitchen are between the ages of what?
40 plus.
Right.
Okay. 40 plus, so we got a little bit of issues going on with our skin and everything. You know, like you said, being ready for pictures, what it does, it tightens up the skin. And if you got any sagginess or any type of crow's feet or, you know,
I see.
Okay, you get with me?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, that's a good tip.
That is a good tip.
And if anybody uses it out there, you owe me $25 each time.
And I will definitely have mine on today. So,
okay, just put a dab around your eyes, a dab around the smile line, a dab under your chin, prime it, kind of dab it in, and let it do its little tightening effects. Then you put your foundation over that. Then you don't have to worry about looking tired or fatigued or anything while you're cooking. Keeps the sweat down, everything.
Wow, that's good.
Try it first. Teresa,
wow.
Okay, perfect. I appreciate that. That's a great tip, and we are charging for that one, so please forward on.
Okay. I got my tip.
Right.
Okay.
forward it, Vashon, pay it forward.
Absolutely. Vashon, now what do you recommend for just like a light color? Because I like a basic palette, but again, when you take pictures, you don't want to look so plain that, you know, everybody that's arriving is already going to be in full face. So what would you recommend as something light that you would do that you can enhance later to add more color or vibrancy to your face?
Well, what I do is I love colored lip gloss. Everybody kind of knows the staple of my face is lip gloss. So just a little lip tint in my lip gloss just gives me a little pop of color. And sometimes I'll kind of jazz up the eye a little bit, not too dramatic because, again, you're in the kitchen, you're cooking, you're over the stove. So, you know, just a little mascara, sometimes eyeliner, a good lip gloss, and, of course, my foundation, and then I'm ready to go.
I love it. And for me, when I take pictures, if I don't have on an eyebrow, that really bothers me. So I always do an eyebrow. You don't have on your brow.
You got to make sure them eyebrows on fire. You know, them eyebrows on fleek.
Listen.
Okay.
Take time to do an eyebrow, ladies. We don't want to see your picture. Your face is cute and you don't have any brow. So.
Okay. Yeah.
Disappear in the picture.
And we're going to have to post
a picture. Wait a minute. I'm sorry, Teresa. You said you would disappear in the picture?
Yes.
But that's something that I always think about is, like, once you have the picture, and we all have a picture of ourselves that somebody, you know, the picture we post on Instagram and Facebook is not the picture that everybody takes of us. And by the time they post that picture, that's what you don't want to look like. So always use lip liner so your lip, even if your color starts to fade or your lip gloss or the tint starts to fade, if your lips are aligned, at least it still has the defined look of having, you know, your lip done, that, like, complete finish.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a great idea.
Right.
Now, second tip, and guys, again, if you have questions for us, please send the inbox to True Beauty Tips with True Beauty with Tanisha on Facebook and ask for questions regarding what we're talking about or any you may have. Certainly post them, and we'll be able to respond to you with those answers. But my next point is hair. Normally, I'll pull my hair in a ponytail, and then I still have to curl it before my guests arrive. But what I found to be super helpful and cute is a pin curl set. Like, if you're wear full curls all over because it's just easy to shake out, and even if they drop, then it's still cute later. But if you put a pin curl in, maybe a set to the side or something, it's still up, but it's cute. And I don't know if you've ever, like, seen them when people just use a bobby pin for a simple pin curl. Your hair is still cute in a hairstyle, and then you can pull your pins out when your company comes, shake your curls, and be ready to go. But let's not do the rubber band with the ponytail holder. Let's throw away this Thanksgiving.
And you could do
that black bonnet. What's that black thing?
No scarf.
You can also do like a chignog style as well. You know, like you can put your hair in
fancy
a ponytail, and fancy up the ponytail, like pull it through halfway and then like flare it out and maybe put some bobby pins in there, you know, really nice and cute, or put a nice bang with it, Chinese bang or something like that. Just
like
to look.
That Chinese bang with a perfect bun is super cute. And I know we wear
hair. Push comes to shove, just throw on a wig, a cute wig. It's okay.
I know, that's right.
Exactly. But make sure it's cute.
How many times I've been in somebody's house and it's like, just throw on a wig, okay? Because even when you're cooking, you gotta be cute.
Okay? But make sure it's cute.
Make sure it's cute. Just
make sure it's cute.
Cock-eyed it, okay?
I know. Come on. That ain't cute.
Okay. You can't be thinking you cute. Your face on fleek, your eyebrows nice, but your wig straight, laid.
Okay.
No.
It ain't cute.
It is not pretty.
What are your friends?
That is not cute. Because you pulled out the turkey looking a hot mess. No.
Right. I know.
You know. We don't do that.
Every time, oh, it's too hot. No, it's not. You're supposed to be.
Listen, messing up the group picture. Don't mess up the group picture. Get it together.
Okay. I know, because I've
heard
people say, oh, no, don't take a picture of me. Well, you're the host. We're supposed to have pictures of you.
Absolutely.
You just got
so always
you fade
ready,
the black.
You know? Like I said, all those hair accessories, you know, and don't cook with your head wrap on. Don't cook with your bonnet on. Let that hair down. It's okay.
Yeah, exactly. Ms. Teresa, I wanted to add something to earlier tip about the makeup. A lot of times you have women that have an issue in reference to, you know, wearing a lot of makeup. Technically, when you're taking photos, doing photos and stuff like that, you want to wear a heavier foundation because it looks like it's, you know, natural in and it covers any blemishes and things like that in the photo. However, if they have if they don't really want to wear a, you know, liquid foundation, then they can use a translucent powder. Translucent powder is going to make their skin look clean and fresh and beautiful even in the photo. So they can still use that. They're not taking high definition photos, but just to be able to pass that, you know, translucent powder over their skin, over their face. And if they don't want to use heavy makeup, go in your cabinet and get a little lipstick and put it on the palm of your finger or your fingertip and just brush it over your eyeshadow real quick just to, you know, keep it like soft and so forth. And they can do something like that and then put a little mascara on and they're cute. And then take Vashon's color lip gloss and they're cute.
Right.
Now we are. We ready to go.
Cool face. And I love that you can take that exact look, cook in it for 4 and 5 hours, and then go in the bathroom and add your defined color to your eyes, add your defined color to your lip, put on a little blush, and then you're ready to go. But you're still cute before all your guests arrive.
Right, and it stays on. Absolutely, and it stays on because the translucent powder pretty much seeps into your skin, and it acts like it's your skin. It's like it looks just like you, okay? That's all it's there for.
Works well with the tightening of the skin
tip. That's a great foundational tip. And I can't wait. You know, as soon as we get off this call, I'm going to my nearby neighborhood store to get my hemorrhoid cream. And my
Listen. Put over the smell box, honey. Listen.
Yeah, try it and call me back and let me know, too.
Right, exactly. You know I am. I'm hitting you up in your inbox. another tip for taking pictures, usually we get caught off guard, but this is a simple tip that I learned from someone who's in the industry. But just saying yes, like when somebody gets ready to snap your picture, if you say yes, it gives you a perfect natural smile. So it's not the hard
smile.
Oh,
that is good. Yes. Wait, I'm so Miss Dubba, you're practicing already. You practicing, Miss Dubba?
Yes.
But let me tell you, it really works because, like, everybody says It gives you a perfect smile, enough teeth are shown. Like my sister,
yes,
when she got married, she was so tired of taking pictures, and you can almost tell on some of her pictures. And so when she started saying yes, so they were like, bride, over here, take a picture. Yes. If you say yes, it's a small, perfect little smile. You don't look tired, and it enhances your face. So always smile in your pictures. And even if you're feeling tired, if you say yes, it'll give you that little twinkle in your eye that you need. So that's just a little tip.
That
is
wow.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to say yes every time.
Every single time.
Yes, they wrote
my
song about
it. Says yes.
That's right. They wrote a song about
say
it.
Say yes. Oh, yes.
Right.
And to so your will and to your way.
If you have that you would like to post on our page, certainly go to True Beauty with Tanisha on Facebook and post your tips that you may have or something that has worked for you. But we want some true beauty tips that are tried and true. Lastly,
awesome.
And I know our time is getting away from us, but I do want to talk about outfits because we're throwing away, unless your leggings are super cute, but that leggings and t-shirt, we're not doing that this year. That's why
we ain't doing leggings no more. They overrated
no
the
leggings. No more J's.
We need to leave that in 2016, please.
Right, the yoga pants and t-shirts, that's not cute. Like, don't cook in that.
No.
I know it's most comfortable, but I have two recommendations for outfits. And one is, I know, like, you're hot, you're in the kitchen. We know for most climates of where everybody is for the holidays, it's cold. But a nice sundress, because you don't want to be too hot in the kitchen with long sleeves and things like that, but a short cap sleeve dress that's long and not fitted, it really,
and
really
covering up the girls.
Yes, exactly. It covers all your curves, your dimples, and everything else. But just a flowing sundress with, like, maybe cap sleeves will be super cute. And then it's not anything where you're sweating because you don't want to sweat out your hair, your makeup, your face while you're over the stove or doing whatever. But instead of dressing for this season and putting on a sweater or, you know, people wear their favorite holiday sweater, wear something lightweight, like a nice little summer dress. You know, it can be short, long, or whatever it is that you like, but something that's not a waistband to it, no form-fitting, where you can get in there and do all your taste testing and your waist isn't pulling, getting too tight. But that's one tip that I always recommend. And then my other tip is to wear, like if you're wearing a skirt or a slack, but a cute tank with glitter on it, or like, I'm not saying a sequin top, you have to go out and be dressy, but it can say Happy Holidays, it can say Kiss the Chef, but bling it up. Have some rhinestones. I know people that make shirts everywhere where you can say, you know, Happy Holidays in rhinestones. Anything that glitters, you can wear a plain T-shirt, but if you have some, add some glitter to it or just have some rhinestone accent studs, that's still super cute.
Yes.
I totally agree. Yes. Nice tip.
Do you guys have any tips that you do for the holidays for your outfits or something simple and plain that you can convert?
I have something. I call it my little jewelry drawer because typically when I cook, I wear all black and just, you know, a nice kind of airy top and some black pants. Well, when my guests start coming, I'll go to my little jewelry drawer and just put on a cute necklace real quick, or make sure to put on a cute bracelet or something, or throw on some earrings real quick, and I'll have it kind of tucked away in the kitchen away from the food so I can just throw it on real quick and, you know, be picture ready.
Yes.
I love that. That's all in preparation.
Yes.
Now, that's super cute because jewelry, of course, we know accents everything, so you can have still look cute throughout the day and then put on some dangle earrings with your necklace, a bangle and ring set. That's perfect. I love that. That'll enhance whatever it is that you're doing.
I'm a preparer, I guess, because I have kids. So, for me, when I cook, I'll do a nice, cute, nice robe, just real cute, like, you know, in the morning time. Nobody's at the house, just real nice and cute, you know, do my makeup or whatever, and make sure my hair is up. And I'll have all of my stuff pre-done, like my clothes, what I'm going to wear. I don't do the tights. I don't like the tight situation. But if somebody has to necessarily do the tights, they got these nice, you know, these throw, they got these nice throw jean shirts that's really long, and they come down. It's very classy that you can throw on with that and a nice heel or whatever you're going to wear when your company come over. But to wear just, like, tights, and we can see all your white underwears and
right.
You
know,
you're doing that too.
I'm
going to
say the leopard print.
And that's leopard enhancing pictures.
Oh yeah.
So I do more preparing and just, you know, I like the sundress situation though because it's I get hot quick, so I like to.
Right.
If I'm gonna cook, that makes me a little. It's better, and then you don't have to do too much after that. You know, you can just put your jewelry on, and you know, and things like that, and look dainty, and you know how that goes.
Right. I have a question.
Try to take a shower the night
before. Do you put on I heard you say like put on a nice pair of heels. Do you guys wear heels when your company comes? Because like I'm normally in footies all day or some Crocs. And
well, it depends. I guess it depends. I guess it would depend on the company because for me, around my family, if you're entertaining, so like when I went with my dad and my mom house in Orlando, I just had like nice shoes on, you know, little flats and stuff, and we were all okay. But then if you're invited over to your boss's house and they're having a lot of people over there, then, you know, you might want to look a little presentable, different, or whatever. Me, I would wear heels. That's just me, you know.
But if you're
well,
home,
I'm a little ballerina
slippery.
Oh,
well,
I put...
Right?
This is Christine. I said, well, I like the little ballerina slippers.
Oh, that's cute.
Because you can keep them in your purse as well and take them out when you need them. And they're really fancy and they come in all colors. And you're never caught off guard.
That's cute. And, you know, you can get those from the store, the hair stores, and they come, like, in different colors and stuff. And then you can get the ones that are, like, shiny, like that have the
right.
little shine to it. Yeah, and it's
exactly.
kind of cute.
The satin team.
Yep.
I always keep a pair of heels under the table because, you know, I want to be cute just in case somebody comes by and brings a friend. So, you know, I like
okay.
to.
Come on.
Wait,
you want to be ye ready. You want to
be
ye
ready, honey. I'll put on the slippers and then put on a heel real quick and just, you know, hey, how you doing? Come out the kitchen grinning.
You know, you say, Deshaun, that was a good point. No, that really was a good point because a lot of times holiday season, it's all really for the family. And so we kind of are comfortable, you know, with our family and stuff. And, you know, single ladies, you know what I mean? Like, you got some new brother coming to the house. You want to look cute. You don't want to look all out of place.
You got to be ready.
You know, also might have somebody that's
right.
interested, so you got to be on your A game. So just put it up
Why
on
you
the
know?
Table, put them on real quick.
That is hilarious.
Yes.
You never know who's being invited over this holiday.
You
weekend.
Never know.
Because somebody's always bringing a friend. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And that friend this could be looking
one.
For a woman, and there you go.
Yes. Watch out there now.
See how easy that is to get the hook up on a holiday?
Holiday hookups, so I'm here for
good from the very start, yes.
Absolutely.
And be prepared. Got to be prepared.
Always be prepared. And I know, so it's almost, we're wrapping up the hour. I mean, this half an hour has gone by so fast. But just before we wrap up, just one last note. If everybody can just give one sure beauty trick or tip that you use during the holiday or even something
yes.
that you picked up on the show today that you learned. If you guys want to post it on our page for our listeners, you can go to True Beauty with Kenesha on Facebook.com. And then also you can post it under the pictures that we'll have. And I'm going to ask ladies, let's post something today that shows what we did while we were cooking or while we're in the kitchen or in our preparation for our company just to show something from the beauty tips. You won't be able to see my hemorrhoid cream, but I'm going to have it on. And so
just post a picture of it. Post a picture of it.
Right.
Yeah, just post a picture of it.
Yes.
Okay, here's my last beauty tip. Here's my last beauty tip. Do not laugh, y'all. Here's my last beauty tip.
Okay,
listen, I understand you're in the kitchen, you're cooking, you're looking good, you're smelling good, your guest's going to be coming over, but don't forget. To Papa Tic Tac.
Listen, and here's mine. When you're in there cooking the green, wear the bling.
There you go.
I love that. because you know we all have some greens this holiday. But okay. Definitely don't forget the bling that goes with the greens.
Right, exactly.
Any other one?
And this is for money. Greens is for money.
I was going to say, you know what, I was looking on a few style magazines, and I saw some really cute aprons. So why not do cute, blingy apron? You know, if you just
there
have on something plain underneath, put on a cute apron, and then, you know, throw on that heel, and you're going to be ready for that guest.
Watch out there now.
I love that idea.
That's super cute. Wow, our time is almost away from us, but just highlights from today's call for your Thanksgiving beauty tips, and of course we can transition this entire season right now. It's holiday from Thanksgiving to Christmas. You know, there'll be a lot of entertaining parties, a lot of dinners. Don't forget to prepare, like the night before. Let's not throw together outfits. Let's think of what you're going to put on, you know, do the wardrobe change. You can have an outfit ready and then maybe something even more casual later or even dressier later, depending on what your plans are. Certainly don't forget to do your foundation, set it, use your creams to tighten up your smiles and your frown lines. Definitely that's the tip of the day for me. And then also line your lips, put on a brow. Remember to say yes when you smile. Always be prepared with a pair of heels under the table for the single ladies. So when company comes, you can put on that heel, get that calf going, and be prepared to be cute all day. But mostly, if you're not doing your hair, you're not doing the messy ponytail, cute or curls or coils or pin curls, get a cute wig and put it on. And, I mean, that works all day. But just be prepared, have it on, pull together your look, and do an eye and an eyebrow, and I think that we can really get prepared for these true beauty tips for Thanksgiving that will transition through the end of the year, all the way through New Year's. We have events, probably four or five that we'll attend between now and the end of the year or New Year's Day, and then even for occasions that we're going to, even for church or other functions, socials or holiday parties with your companies, you can certainly pull these tips together. And I would recommend this if you're taking a little purse or you have it with you. Like, we don't have the luxury of having our jewelry drawer in the kitchen or our shoes on the table, but bring your slippers in your purse, your ballerina slippers.
Love it.
For comfort. Yeah. Also have a lip gloss in your purse. If your brows and lips are set, I think you're good for that. And don't forget to say yes when you smile and take your pictures.
Yeah.
Awesome, awesome job. Oh, my God, you guys. Miss Teresa, you did absolutely wonderful. Guys, listen, we say thank you so much for tuning in. Definitely tune in every Thursday. Now, this Thursday show is going to be broadcast a little early because of the holiday. But definitely tune in every Thursday morning, True Beauty Live. And definitely send us your questions at True Beauty with Tanisha Bibbs on Facebook. We are going to post pictures of our holiday bling, and we cannot wait to touch base with you all on next Thursday. We love you, and have a wonderful day.
Woo-hoo. Bye, guys.
I'll say it.